This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's time to bring into the studio my final guests for the afternoon from Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for November. We've got Morgan Bell, one of the assistant curators at the Museum of Technology. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, good to be here.
Lovely to see you again. And you brought one of your volunteers along as well. We've got Jeff this afternoon. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon. I'm a tame volunteer.
Oh, right. Well, we'll find out about volunteering at the Museum of Technology. But for those who don't know, at the moment you're right in the middle of a complete overhaul, Morgan, aren't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for the museum at the moment. We're undergoing a major redevelopment project. The museum has been closed to the public for a year, but will be reopening in April with a working boiler so that our glorious Haythorne Davy steam engines will be running again. And we're also putting in lots of new exhibitions on local companies like Cambridge Instrument Company and Pye and heavier industries that people might not necessarily associate with Cambridge, such as ironworking and brewing and brickmaking. And we're also going to have a full-on activities programme and education programme so that there'll be lots of stuff going on all year
round. Sounds like it's just what the city needs. Yeah. I mean, it is an old sewage pumping station, isn't it? You were telling me off air you've got some plans afoot for that.
The sewage pumping station will stay as it is. We can't touch it because it's a scheduled ancient monument, which means it's the highest level of heritage listing, so we can't touch it. But we'll be cleaning it up and putting in new interpretation, including a brand new interactive model of the pumping station so that people can sort of see how the process works from start to finish. And it'll also be slightly comical, so we'll have Fred Dibner up the chimney and a flushing toilet and a little smell box so that you can smell the sewage.
I can't think of anything better. Oh my goodness. So it went. Are you all on schedule for a reopening then?
I think so. It's kind of crazy at the museum at the moment. It's really busy, it's really messy, but yeah, I think we're on schedule.
Well, I suppose you've had months and months and months of things like, you know, footings being dug and all the boring stuff, and now suddenly it's getting to the point where stuff's got to go on walls and displays have got to be organised. So, in terms of staffing it and manning it then, there's a core team that's there, but do you rely a lot on volunteers?
Yeah, massively. For many, many years, for most of the museum's life, it was an entirely volunteer-run operation. Now we have three members of staff, the curator, me, the assistant curator, and an education officer, but we're still very reliant on volunteers. And volunteers do everything at the museum. We have a board of trustees who are volunteers. We have a management team who are volunteers. And then from things like cataloguing our collection to running our engines to doing research, photographing, writing text, site maintenance, cleaning, you name it. We've got people who do it at the site.
Now, I'm right in saying that we've actually got two ends of the scale here in the studio because, Jeff, you're one of the volunteers and you've been there for a while. And you yourself, Morgan, you were a volunteer originally.
Yes, I started off as a volunteer 5 years ago, auditing the collection and planning some exhibitions, and now I work there.
Very good. Sounds like an ideal way when your job is what you enjoy doing anyway.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, let's turn our attention to you then. In your working life, what were you and what brought you to the Museum of Technology?
I was an engineer in the working life.
Right.
In fact, an energy engineer, so a lot of my working life was concerned with boilers.
Ah.
And so this really attracted me to the museum, effectively. I'd been several times, so many years ago. And obviously, once the grant had been received and the work was going on to restore one of the boilers, and equally some of the gas engines, which I was interested in, I felt this was really the time to sort of lend some sort of expertise and some hands-on work, really.
And was it a learning exercise for you? Because these are Victorian things, aren't they? And presumably there's been a bit of modernisation and a bit of maintenance until they were put out of use. But were you up to speed on how it all worked, or did you have to do some research into just exactly what these things did?
I mean, had the basic knowledge, really, of a lot of the plant boilers and sort of gas engines. But yes, you're right, of course, it's older technology. And in fact, I did some research. I've been to other museums that use gas engines and looked at what they had done and looked at the techniques so that we could at least get working models so that we can demonstrate them as part of the project.
Now, you have fired these things up, and they've been used very regularly, but it was as I understand, it was the boiler was the problem, wasn't it? It was sort of make do amend, and in the end, it's like this really is... Because there's an awful lot of hot steam can come out of one of those things, I guess.
There is indeed.
Not exactly a safe place to have members of the public walking around. So where do you even start? When you're doing a restoration of things like this, when you're volunteering, where do you start?
Well, it's difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, you've obviously got to look at what it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to be designed, and, of course, what problems there are likely to be. I mean, obviously, with the steam boiler, there's lots of damage over the course of years in what was, in fact, the combustion chamber and the flue tubes, the chimney tubes, mm-hmm. which are used as heat exchangers. So those are things that were obviously damaged. And they needed a lot of work to get it to the state that it is now.
And are you able? And you've been saying it's obviously a heavily listed building. It's a piece of national monument type thing. Are you able those to behind the scenes employ modern techniques or just fire it up using different types of fuel to protect it a bit easier? Are we still facing those same day to day maintenance problems that the Victorians faced?
I think effectively there are. Regulations. There are rules about what you can change. Mm. The sort of type of bricks that you use, the type of steel that you use, are all controlled in effect. So
right.
You can't make too many modern modifications. Really.
Goodness me! So, and as an ongoing basis, then we're going to need volunteers like you all the time, just to not all the time, but at regular intervals to keep this going.
Yeah, effectively. So, I think if things that have happened with the boiler in particular, you get so far. You have revealed part of what was there, and suddenly there's a problem.
Oh.
This is worn, this is corroded, this needs working on. So it's an ongoing thing, really, and unfortunately, you can't tell from the outset what's there. There are bits of the hidden that you actually find while you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like any project like this, isn't it? It's not until you take the covers off, it's like, oh my goodness, this is what's going on.
But that's part of the excitement, I think.
So are the young people coming through your industry, are they in a suitable place to take over as older people like you go, this is too much, it's too cold, it's too much heavy lifting. Are these skills still around, or are we got to train people up?
I think some of it would have to be training, really, because some of the things are different, but there are young people that are coming along that are working in engineering and have that sort of experience, so hopefully via the volunteering process we can get people in who can take over from older people like me.
Exactly. You're not going to be wanting to do it forever, right? How long have you been there? I forgot if I asked you, sorry.
I haven't, no. I mean, not for very long. It's just this year when I started.
Right. Okay. So, Morgan, are we looking for more people like Jeff?
Yes, definitely.
What do you need?
At the moment, we desperately need technical people. So, former engineers or anyone with an amateur interest in engineering, if they've been doing sort of projects as their hobbies, we're looking for people who'll be able to restore some of our engines and run them, as well as our giant engines. We also have some smaller things up in what we call the top bay, so those all need restoring. We're also looking for education volunteers to support our education officer in our schools program and also running events for the public. What else are we looking for at the moment? Oh, when we reopen in April, we will obviously need lots of people who will do the front-facing work, so greeting right. visitors, giving tours, staffing the shop and the ticket office, and making people generally feel welcome at the museum. So those are looking towards the future. We'll be looking for lots of people to do that.
And typically, what sort of hours do people need to be able to give up? Or is that not the way it works? It's just come along and have a chat?
We're quite flexible. Yeah, come along and have a chat. At the moment, we're mostly there Monday to Friday, 9 till 5, but we will be open to the public at weekends, so we will need people at weekends too. And we sometimes do evening sessions for people that work 9 till 5. So... yeah, I'd encourage anyone to just get in touch, tell us what they want to do, what kind of skills they have, and I'm sure we can find a place for them.
I was going to say, and it is an amazing... I mean, I've only been around a couple of times, and it is still a bomb site, isn't it? It is fair to say. But it's going to be an amazing place to just spend your days, isn't it? I mean, you must feel so lucky. It's going to be lovely.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yesterday, we had in a corporate volunteering team from WorldPay, and they have cleaned up the place, so it's looking nice and shiny.
Oh, bless.
It's at the moment. They cleaned the windows, they cleaned the engines, they swept the floors, they dusted everything. So, yeah, it's feeling a lot nicer today than it did a couple of days ago.
And are you getting this feeling from the public that everybody wants to see this place up and running and open?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are beginning to be excited. So that's
well, it is good. A big landmark, isn't it? If anyone who's thinking, well, hang on, whereabouts is that big chimney on Riverside?
Yeah, that's right. And lots of people don't know what we are or who we are. They just know the chimney. So hopefully when we reopen and we're open 5 days a week, people will recognise us as, you know, an important Cambridge museum and not keep asking, what is the chimney for?
Exactly, exactly. So, Jeff, you're getting quite excited about the opening then. What have you got your role designated for when it... are they going to give you a cap and a boiler suit?
I don't know that yet. I've done a lot of looking and research into one of the gas engines that at the moment is standing unused, covered in dust, or maybe even cleaned a bit now.
Yeah, it might have been cleaned up a bit, you're right. So yeah. You've got plenty to be getting on with, because you are sort of bringing other stuff in, aren't you? Okay, it was a Victorian sewage pumping station, but you are bringing all this up. So presumably for people like Jeff, there's going to be lots of big mechanical things to play with.
There are indeed, yes, sir. Men's toys, I suppose.
Yeah, but it is.
And women's toys too.
Well, yes, I was going to say, you've got one here.
We have a female engineer on our team. We would like some more.
That's a good call. And because when I came down to see her, she was in cleaning out flues, and it was like she was small enough to do it and all this. So, you know, send her up the chimneys, basically, wasn't it? And again, it must be great seeing young kids come in, because everything's an app nowadays, and everything's technology. And yet it started in these huge cathedral-like halls. It must be quite inspiring as a way to inspire youngsters into engineering rather than just electronics.
Oh, I think so. And I think the important thing is to have working exhibits, really, because once you can see something imminent, really, you've got a lot more... It sort of brings it home to you, really, rather than seeing a chunk of metal standing there. So I think it is very important that there are working exhibits, really, and that's what I like to see.
Well, it's amazing. Well, it's been lovely to meet you this afternoon, Jeff, and thank you for all your work you're doing, because I can't wait to see this thing when it's up and running. And Morgan, just remind us, if people want to get in touch, how can they get in touch with you if they want to help out?
They can visit our website, museumoftechnology.com, and there is a link on there to volunteering and any roles we have and our contact details.
All right, and just because a role isn't listed doesn't mean to say they shouldn't drop you a line, is that right?
No, definitely not. If there's something they want to do or skills they have, then just get in touch.
All right, lovely. So there we are. That's Morgan Bell. She's assistant curator at the Museum of Technology, and Jeff is one of their volunteers. Thanks ever so much for coming down. It's been fascinating. Can't wait to see this place open.